You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. How do I make things right with the people that I've hurt? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I just checked the time, and it's rock o'clock.
Jed's clock is broken. He bought it at a Def Leppard concert in 1993, and that's really all we can say about that. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, how do I make things right with the people I've hurt? And Glenn, let me get you to start us off here. And maybe the best place to start this off is with some positivity, which is, if you're admitting you have hurt people, you're actually on the right road, right?
For sure. I think when we look at that impulse that, yeah, I've let people down, that's a good thing. That's showing that you're evolved. It's showing that you are aware of mistakes that I've made. That's actually, you know, we want to give you credit for that. That's people who are really dysfunctional aren't allowing themselves to pay attention to that. I think also that we have to understand that that's going to lead us to a sense of regret, and then that's going to lead us to think, well, I wish I could go back and change the past. So right away, that awareness that we've done something wrong wants to kind of steer itself into the ditch of things we can't do and we can't fix. So we want to steer it in the other direction and say, okay, we've got a good indication that there's something I need to do different, but we need to take that in a positive direction.
I think that's a really, really great point and a strong place to start. And Jed, I'm wondering if you can unpack for us a little more. Glenn's absolutely right. He also mentioned a fair amount of negative feelings and negative things we have to deal with, but it ended in something positive. And I think that negativity we have to push through can affect the way people want to start looking at this, right?
It's really true, man. It's really true. I love what Glenn said. If you're honest about yourself, you know you've made mistakes. You know you've let people down. I have. Every person on this radio show has. Every person listening to this radio show has. You know, there's no getting around that. As Glenn says, it's actually a good thing to be aware of that because it means you can do something about it. But it's so easy to take that good awareness and go to a negative, not particularly useful place with it. So, for example, one of the things we see a lot is people kind of getting into an embarrassment thing, feeling disappointed with themselves and shocked, really, that they could act that way. You know, who would believe that I, bastion of virtue that I am, could let other people down? And it's actually really easy to get in a bit of a pendulum where you swing back and forth between I'm the worst person in the world to, well, you know, actually, I'm pretty great. I probably didn't even do anything wrong. Nope, I'm the worst person in the world. And just back and forth and back and forth. And it's a trap. It's really easy to get stuck in that place. The place that we want to get to is not that embarrassment and the disappointment and not that sense of regret wanting to engage in time travel. The thing we want to get to is just, how do I make things right? How do I do something to address this? How do I do something to make this right? That's really cool. If that's where you're at, we salute that. We want you to know it's a good thing. We're proud of you. But then the question that lands on is, how do we actually do that? Practically speaking, how do we actually take steps towards making things right?
That is the question of the day. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Ah!
The Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And we're also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I just checked. It's still rock o'clock.
Again, the clock is not functional. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. We are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, how do I make things right with the people I've hurt? And Glenn, we closed out that last segment doing, I think, a lot of really good groundwork of, if you could admit that you've made mistakes, which just makes you like all of us, and that's fine, and those mistakes have negatively impacted people, that does put you in a position to start looking at the operative question of, now what can I do to put something positive in there? And what would we say to that?
Well, I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. This idea of, I want to make things right, that's a good impulse. It can be frustrating because you kind of can't think of stuff right away. But what we want to do is allow that to move forward, facilitate that to move in a positive direction. Here's the thing is, we want to address what we've done wrong rather than trying to figure out a way to sort of cancel it out or sort of eclipse it. I'm just going to dazzle you with a flurry of wonderful things that you won't even remember what went wrong there. That's not how life works. And I think that leads us to a sense of, I need to develop some acceptance. I have done this. I have made this mistake. And I can make it better moving forward, but I want to address that, not try and cancel it out.
That's a really, really great point. And Jed, I think what Glenn's mentioning there goes to something our friend in the question said, which I really like the way they worded this, of how do I make things right? And it's important to differentiate that from how do I make someone forgive me, right?
That's exactly right, man. Again, as Glenn is saying, it's the desire to make things right is a good thing, but it's easy to go in two places that are not good and not healthy. As he said, the first is trying to erase the past, trying to make it as though this never happened. That's not doable, man. The idea of making amends or making things right is about addressing what happened. It's not about canceling it. But also, you cannot force another person to forgive you, to trust you, to welcome you back, to want you around, to want to hang out. It doesn't matter what you do. You don't have the ability to make someone else feel or decide a certain way. And if that's the goal, we're going to probably be disappointed because that's not an achievable goal. What you can do is you can start living in a new way. You can live in a way that is clearly new, that is responsible, that is positive, and you can share that with other people to the extent that they're willing to receive it. That's going to vary person to person, but you can absolutely do that, and you're going to have a better life as a result, no matter what. The question is, how do we start that process?
Yeah, and one of the amazing things about that is, in a way, that sounds like a much bigger task. To start living a better life, start doing positive things in a way that people are going to recognize, it's actually a lot easier than making someone else feel a certain way, and it's also achievable, which is a great plus, and we're going to look at all that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Away. What? Slipping away. We're lost.
Bridge Loud.
We're with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Pour some wokeness on me.
Sure. Sure. No doubt about it.
Also, that's the message people need to hear right now.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I can't get enough.
I'm picturing somebody who doesn't know what wokeness is and just pours hot coffee all over themselves. It's the closest I have. We're answering a question not about burns. That might be next week's question based on what we're saying here. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I make things right with the people I've hurt? And Glenn, we've looked at the kind of emotional journey of admitting you have hurt someone, owning up to that, wanting to make it right, celebrating that. Now let's get to the real brass tacks of starting to make some decisions and make some choices in our own life that are going to get what we want.
Well, yeah, I think it starts with a tough understanding here that we can't undo the things we've done in the past. And sometimes it's hard to really, you know, accept. But, you know, if you steal my Xbox and then you buy me a new one, it's not the same. Look, I was at a level 50 on Assassin's Creed, and I had the really cool armor that I finally got, and now I got to start all over again. That's not the same thing, you know. So we can't just undo those things by simply trying to replace them in some sort of way. And I think when I've done things wrong, I look at myself and I can't quite tell what other people think of that situation. When I'm in a habitual pattern of messing up, I'm not sure what people are going to feel about me trying to make things right. But when I'm on the other end of it, when I'm dealing with somebody who's habitually screwing up with me, the moment they are responsible and helping and bettering the situation, I recognize it right away and I am impressed.
That's a very good example and a very good point. And, Jed, how can we further that to the difference between trying to get back to zero, kind of undo things we were talking about, and really making the choice, making the commitment to move forward with a new way of life?
Matt's a great question, and Glenn's absolutely right. If I burn your house down and then I build you a new house, it's not the same. We're not at zero. You didn't cancel it out. That's just not how life works. And trying to go down that road is just going to lead to frustration and hurt for everybody involved. What we can do is we can begin living in a more responsible way, in a better way. We can start, if you'll pardon the phrase, we can start getting ourselves together. So depending on your situation, that might be about getting a job, keeping it, paying your bills, doing your chores.
Getting sober would be a big part of it for a lot of people. If you do that, your friends, including your former friends, they will definitely notice the difference. It will be hard to miss. Certainly along the way, we can, and in some cases should, acknowledge what we've done. We can apologize. We can look for ways to repair the specific damage where that makes sense. But all of that is going to work way better and it's going to go way deeper when it's built on top of a life that is clearly being lived differently, which is going to be a blessing to you as well as to them.
That's a really great point. We've talked before on the show about a good apology ending with, and here's why this isn't going to happen again. And in a lot of ways, that's showing that you have made a change in your life and the way you approach things is the lived out equivalent of here's why that's not going to happen again. And it's a very, very important step. And we'll be back with more great stuff on this right here on The Bridge Loud.
To think.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
One wokeness lump or two.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
That's awesome, dude. Well done.
I think ignoring that was the right call.
It felt like the best thing for your overall growth as an individual. We are answering a question that came from thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I make things right with the people I've hurt? And we are, of course, working hard to find the appropriate Def Leppard cover band to record Pour Some Secret Sauce on Me.
The Secret Sauce.
So, Glenn, we've mentioned before, you know, our day job is working with folks coming out of addiction, coming out of criminal backgrounds. And these are people who have just, that's a lifestyle where you're going to hurt some people. So you've worked with a lot of people who made this exact choice and done it very, very well, and maybe some who have struggled. What would you say to someone who's looking down the barrel of this?
Well, for sure, for us, this is about looking at, we want to help them find a new spiritual life, a new source that they can tap into to make these changes. So in a way that maybe their life can be better than it ever was before. And I think that starts with recognizing that God himself is honored by the fact that you want to make things right, that he's in that process with you. He agrees with you in that, and you're not alone in it in that sense. So I think the key thing is trying to get him in a position where God is calling more shots in that process of making things right, because things are going to go a whole lot better, a whole lot faster with that. We still have to be patient, but we know that we have an ally in that. And I think that gives us a lot of comfort.
I think it really does. There, having been in a position with our job to see people do this very well, the people who never really get to a point where they're happy do kind of exactly what we were talking about in an earlier segment of, I'm going to have to wait for peace and to feel better about myself until everyone I ever did wrong thinks I'm great. And that's just not a healthy way to go about life, because people are just, there's always going to be some people who think you're a jerk, no matter what you've done and what you've done to them. And in some cases, they may have a point and they may not want to see a new you. We know people who have become, they've gotten straight, they've gotten amazing jobs, they're the sweetest, nicest, most positive people you've ever want to meet. And there are some people, even in their own family, who just refuse to not see them as a screw up. And you can't live your life and your perception of yourself based on the most negative people you've ever met. Yeah. That isn't going to get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
One of the beautiful things about the Jesus thing, and one of the things you tell me about that, is you're all the way accepted today. God is the creator of all things. He is the moral arbiter of the world. He says you're good. He says that you're on a journey with him. And if you accept that about yourself, it makes it a lot easier to be cool with the way people see you. And that is definitely the kind of freedom and joy we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Isn't it tragic? Isn't it a wound? How it seemed to come together and then fall apart so soon. Isn't it tragic? Isn't it insane? How we love to love each other and then cause each other pain. We
lock him.
Isn't it tragic? Ain't it just greed? While we worship our possessions, we're ignoring those in need. Isn't it tragic?
Because I've been to mountain top.
Ain't it a shame? While we're looking in the mirror, we see someone else to blame. We nobody wants the cross.